Hey, this is Andy from Birth to Cape for Breakfast. I'm here with Vasco da Gama. How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You're on with some pretty cool bands tonight. It's a really good lineup. And I first saw you guys at Carefully Planned. Has that got you quite a new following from your shows that you did at Carefully Planned?
I think so. Yeah, it's kind of steadily grown, I guess, hasn't it? It hasn't been that regular. Like us playing here and stuff.
Was that the Carefully Planned one here? Did you see this one here?
Yeah. That was a really good gig though.
That was fantastic.
That was a good gig.
Was that here or was that in Tokyo? Oh, I'm just trying to lose track.
It's just after we got back from Tokyo.
We always love playing for Matt as well. Like, me and Matt go way back and he's got like the best shows in Manchester. So
it's good because it's not that far away. It's in Liverpool. We're from Liverpool, so it's nice to come somewhere not too far away, and then it feels completely different because it is quite a separate sort of
scene. Completely different. It's a different feel to Liverpool, really.
So it's nice that we don't have to travel that far to experience something a bit different. Yeah. It's quite nice.
Cool. So there's quite a good scene in Liverpool. What's it like giving a rat in Liverpool? And like, I assume that you've played with like Alpha Male and stuff like that before. What's it like playing in Liverpool? And how did you guys like come about to start playing?
Liverpool's great. I mean, it's quite close knit, which is kind of has its ups and downs, I guess, but mainly ups because it's kind of the network, the scene, I guess you'd call it, is pretty small. So like, it's easy to set up networks and stuff, find bands who you're similar to and who are like into the same stuff, want to play the same kind of shows.
It's very friendly. Sort of everyone wants to help each other out. It's great.
You released, an EP last year. Can you tell us a bit about that?
It's really funny because it feels like quite a long time ago now, particularly because like we sort of like changed bases, but that was even a longer time ago, and so it's feels like a quite different band in many senses. And we've just recently done some new recordings, which we're hoping to do something with soon. It was good.
A lot's changed since then, like, because I wasn't involved in the making of that recording at all. My first gig was the EP launch, which was last year, so it's kind of like we've just finished recording everything that we've done since then, haven't we? We're all up to date with all the recordings, so
there'll be a new EP in the next few months. Basically, we need to sort out the release and stuff, sort of logistics of releasing it and stuff. So as soon as we get a release date, we'll hopefully be booking some gigs and stuff, working from there.
How was the you guys producing the new EP? How was that like process? Because obviously you've been actually in this process. How was all that?
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it? The thing is, we're all really busy. So I think, guessing with any bands that sort of plays around the same sort of circuit that we do, it's just finding time and resources to get it all done. So we called in a lot of favors from a lot of people, record it in lots of little bits. We did most of it with a guy called Dom James, who did Johnny Foreigner's last album, who's like a friend of mine that I've known like way back. But it took a while, but it was really collaborative, wasn't it? We managed to sort of
generally quite piecemeal. We did like the drums up in Liverpool, and then about a month later we did the rest of it, and then did some extra vocals and things back in Liverpool, like in a friend's house and stuff. It was just kind of, it's all very piecemeal just because of like we have to find the time and the money to do things, and it just, you know, kind of have to do things as and when.
But I think it's good though, because I feel like you get to know it a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, because
I feel like you're working for it.
Yeah, and you notice every little change. It's kind of ruined the whole thing now because it's finished. Yeah. And I can't.
Yeah, there's no glamour or mystique or process.
I just listen to it and I go, this could be shit. I'm pretty sure it might be shit. But in 6 months' time, I'm hoping to listen to it and go, it'll be ordinary. It's fine. Yeah.
I've never made, like, recorded anything that I've been totally happy with. There's always little things you think, oh man, I played that wrong or like, whatever. But I think that's just a thing of not having the time. But then hopefully the trade-off is that it sort of feels energetic and it feels live and all that kind of stuff. So
I think, aim with this one though was to go for a less kind of live sort of in the room feel as the first one. So we, like, I think we personally spent quite a lot more time considering what we were doing sound wise and stuff. But it's not like we were walking into, like, we didn't end up doing it in those different places because we were looking for the perfect room. Or, like, we weren't walking into rooms and going, you know what I mean? So it was, but it's just...
Yeah, that was it. The reason it took so long was actually because we did looked at 20 different studios, walked in, clapped, and went, no, walked out again.
Yeah. So going forward with the new release of the, you know, the new EP, what else have you got planned for 2013?
Just more gigs, hopefully. We haven't really sort of done anything that you'd call a tour sort of so far, which I think is something we're all quite keen to do.
Quite a few bands around England that we'd really like to hook up with, and I think we could make a really lovely 2-week tour of things. So that, I think that's definitely on the priority list.
Now the recording's done, like, that's sort of, that was our priority, and it's nice to actually worry about something else. And I think getting a tour together is definitely the next thing we're going to do.
It's a case of sorting out the release stuff, basically deciding what we're going to do, and then working from whenever we come up with the release date, working on gigs from that, I think.
Cool. Well, big things to come. Vasco da Gama, thanks very much, guys.
Cheers, man.